I ask you tonight to take your Bible, turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15. I want to read a single verse tonight and try to share with us just a few simple little thoughts. I am not going to take all the brief, but it is what the Lord gave me before tonight. And I just want to bring it to our hearts. In John 15, verse 11, Jesus is talking and he says, "These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full." We realize tonight that it is that in this text, part of the upper room setting, that Jesus had been with the disciples in the upper room. And he was eating the Passover with them, and at the same time preparing him for his departure. He wanted him to realize why he was going away, and they knew that it would trouble their heart. And he deals with that in chapter 14. And now in chapter 15, he tells them that he is they are the branches, and he is the true vine. And he tells them about bearing fruit. And he comes down in verse 11, and he talks about joy. I begin to put it in the setting in my heart. I thought about what the disciples had just been feeling as Jesus has told them he's going away, and all the thoughts that are in their minds. And Jesus talks about having joy. I realized tonight, in our world, a lot of people struggle with having joy. I believe it is often a missing ingredient in lives and in hearts. I believe tonight that joy is a necessity in our lives. I realize this evening that I am not always going to be happy. That God desires us to always have joy. I read a statement Hatred archers, anti envious, and joy is the imprint of mine. And he said, the joy of the Lord will take weariness out of hurt, and the joy of the Lord will remove burdens from the heart. I believe that tonight. I believe in the necessity of having joy. So tonight, I just want to talk a few minutes about joy. First of all, we need to realize that joy is something God gives, not something we work up. I look at verse 11, and the Lord says, these things have I spoken unto you, that thy joy may remain in you. Jesus never made the statement, I speak all of these words that your joy might remain. And he said that my joy might remain in you. I realized that we have the joy. It is something that we give from Him. I am afraid and often as I mentioned a while ago, confused happiness and joy. Happiness is based on what happens around us. But joy is something that resides within us. And I believe that is what Jesus is trying to get them to understand. Oh, tonight, I would like to know how to get that joy that always remain. I would like to know how and my joy might be full, as he told to the disciples. I believe he kind he answers here. Here is a herd found over and over in the first 10 verses of this chapter. It is the word abide. It is three times in verse 4, verse 5, verse 6, verse given to us first to hear not twice. I believe that the Lord was teaching the disciples and the secret of having a fullness of joy is when we abide in Christ. Then you might be thinking tonight, the preacher has I got faith, I abide in Christ. Oh yes, we are in Christ. But that word abide, it means to remain in a close connection. And the Lord is always healing the disciples that will have real lasting fullness of joy as you stay close to me. I realize tonight the times that I have a problem in my joy is the times I'm not where I ought to be with Him. I've allowed something to cause a distance in my joy. Is there right? That Jesus said, as we abide in Him, Christ stay close in connection to Him. That's where real joy comes. And then we realize that closeness to Him requires obedience to His word. In 1 Peter, He says, if you keep commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept thy Father's commandments and abide in His love. Then He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy I remain in you. So Jesus, He reminds them that the way of remaining close to the Lord is to obey His commandments. I believe that involves submission, commitment, and dependence on the Word of God. Oh, listen. Jesus is using the example of how they are the branches and He's the vine. I say tonight, I praise His totally dependent on the vine for all it needs. A branch doesn't search for nourishment, but it draws it from the vine. That is what the Lord is trying to teach the disciples. I realize that that is just a simple thought to share. And it is what God has made on my heart. I realize that our happiness will fluctuate in life and its circumstances, but our joy can remain. I believe that kind of joy will keep you steady in sorrows, triumphant over troubles, and it'll sustain you in times of difficulty in life. I believe tonight that His desire remains the same for us. That His joy might remain in us. Our joy then in Him might be full. That is all that's on my heart. I hope is a help, challenge unto our hearts, our lives this evening. I ask you, if you'll stand.